Today's shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos. We're going to begin at the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and we'll do Mi Yitzchak Hashem Chav Gimel Amud Beis and Chav Dalet, in order to again to maintain our pace that by the end of Pesach we should be okay, even though we won't be able to record obviously on Shabbos and Yontif. So we begin on the very bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph from the words Umino Temra, four lines up from the bottom. And the Gemara says, we were talking yesterday at the end of the shir about chashad, that you have to light on both sides of your house because the people that are living there know that one person lives there and they're going to see you, that you didn't light on this side. They're not going to know that you lit on the other side, and they're going to say, just like he didn't light on this side, he didn't light on the other side. So we see that we are concerned about this chashad, this suspicion that people will have about you that you're not an Erlech Yid. So Gemara questions now, who says that we have to worry about that? The Tanya, because we learned in a bright summer, Rabbi Shimon, Bishvil Arba Dvarim Omra Torah Laniach Peah B'Sof Sadeyu. We'll see that the reason this brisa is being brought here now is to show you this brisa was choshed for chashad in one of the reasons. There are four reasons why bedavka a person has to put the peah. The peah is a requirement, one of the matnos aniyim, a present that you give to the aniyim from your field. You have to leave a portion at the corner of your field over for the ani. And you leave it till the end of the harvest so he can go and collect it after you've harvested everything else that's left over for the ani. Min HaTorah, you can give away just a very small percentage. But Midrabanan, they said to give 1/60th of your field as payah. You can actually give more than that. You can give 99.9%. You can't give the whole field as payah to be Yotzi to Din of payah. You can give it as a matana to the aniyim. But you have to leave something for yourself. And the din, the Rabbanan, is that you give 1/60th at the end of the harvest in a corner to the aniyim. So how do we know that you have to do this in that fashion? Min hadin, you can be Yotzi by giving to him at any point in time. So Gemara says there are four reasons. Bishul Arba Tvarim, four reasons why the Bedavka said to do Laniach Peah, to leave the Peah, Besov Sadeyu, at the end of one's field, at the end of the harvest. Why? Number one, Mipnei Gezel Aniyim. We'll explain each of these reasons, so we'll now just translate the words. Because of Gezel Aniyim, stealing from the Ani. Number two, Mipnei Bitel Aniyim, because you're going to force the Aniyim to waste their time. Number three, Mipnei Achashad. That's what we're interested in, because of the suspicion that will fall upon this person. And number four, Mishum Bal Techala, because there's a pasuk that says you have to do so. Now, what are these four reasons? We'll analyze each of them. Mipnei Gezel Aniyim, the first reason was because it looks like you're stealing from the poor people. So this is a concern. Shlo Yira Balabayis Shor Pnuya V'yomer L'krov Ani Harezo Peya. So what will happen over here is that you have to give this to a poor person. And you're not allowed to give it to the poor person that you want. You have to be, so to say, giving it to all the poor people. You're mafkir it to all the poor people. Now, if you were allowed to do it whenever you wanted, you'll wait for an opportune time that all the aniyim other than your poor relative aren't around. And as soon as you see that, you say, quick, Yankel, my relative, I declare this field payah, go and harvest it. And all the other aniyim are off someplace else, and they didn't get a chance to go and take this payah from your field. You, so to say, gave it, directed it to your poor relative. You're not allowed to do that. And therefore, that's gezel aniyim. You stole, so to say, from all the other aniyim. That's reason number one. Reason number two, we turn to the Amud Beis, umimnei bitel aniyim. Rashi says over here, Shlo Yodim Masayikto something. The aniyim are waiting, they're waiting, they're waiting, they're anxious, they're looking forward. No, they can't leave this field because any moment you may go and declare it that this is payah. Meanwhile, they can't go to the base medrash, they can't go and take care of their families, they can't go do anything else. They're waiting for you to declare the field payah. And therefore that's bitl aniyim. You're causing them to Yoshvin Mishamrim Akshav Meniach Balabayis payah. Waiting, hopefully that he'll do it. But meanwhile, they're just sitting there and wasting their time. So therefore, that's reason number two. Reason number three is the reason why this brisa was brought in, Mipnei Chashad. What Chashad over here? Shlo Yo'ovim Mishavim Omrim. So the passers-by won't go and say, they don't see anything left over for the poor people. They don't see poor people in the field. They just see this rich guy. And they're going to say, what a creep that guy is. He doesn't go put pay out for the poor people. He's a rich guy, but he doesn't take care of the poor. So this is the chashad. People are going to accuse him. Now, he's not doing anything wrong. He's really giving the payah to the aniyim. But you nikiyam me'ashem umi yisro. Person has to always be careful, not only to be right in the eyes of Hashem, but also not to have people talk bad about you. And that's the chashad over here. The people are going to think that you don't give payah to the aniyim. And that's the raya why you have to light the Chanukah licht on both sides of your house, because people will suspect that they only see, if you only light it on one side and they come to the other side, they'll assume, just like you didn't light on this side, you missed on me, you didn't light on the other side. That's the chashad. And that's why the people shouldn't go and curse you. They shouldn't go and curse you. Finally, the fourth and final reason is because of the pasuk, Mishum Batechala. You're not allowed to go and not do this. You have to leave part of the field. So Gemara says, the pasuk is everything. The other three aren't the reason why you have to leave Peah. The real reason is because the pasuk says so. Gemara says, no, this is over here to take it away from the cheaters, the Ramoyim, who say, oh yeah, I gave pay already. No, the bottom line is, you can't do that. So even though the other three reasons won't apply, the Aniyim will not be waiting, because you tell them, I gave Peah, and you're not stealing, because they'll assume that you didn't give it to your relative. And there's no chashad, because you're saying you gave it. But you really tricked everybody. Lo sechala, don't be over the pasuk. Gemara continues back to Chanukah now. You have an oil lamp over here that has in it two openings, two mouths, two pios. Rashi brings down that their candles, where they would hold the oil in them, the lamp, the holder that they had the oil in it, they would put a cover on top of it, and they could make holes in this cover. They would put the wick through. They'd also have a hole to put the oil through. We're not going to get into the details of their little candelabras over here, but basically, there are two holes in the cover over here, and you could put two wicks in it. So therefore, if you did that, so each wick is separate, each wick looks like it's a separate candle, and therefore, even though it has the same oil source, but it's drawn up through its own wick, and therefore, this ner sheyesh lo shnei pios, this candle over here, this lamp that has two wicks on it, ola lo shnei biyadim. It's coming from oil that's the same, but it looks like it's two separate lights, and therefore two different people could be yotzei the mitzvah of ner ish ubeso, that everybody in this house should go and light. Not the mahadrin mina mahadrin, that they're all lighting eight on the eighth night, but they're each lighting one candle each night, and this way two people can do that. Amarava, likewise, if you have a large dish over here that you're filling it up with oil, and then you surround it with a whole bunch of wicks, and before you light it, you go and put the cover on it, so all the wicks are now coming up through the cover. So this is like the first case a little bit, but now you have many wicks over here, so this is perfectly good. If you cough a leh kli, then ola lekama bnei adam, it will count for many people. But if you first light it, and then you put the cap on it, lo kofala kli, asor kimi medura. So then it's like a torch. And then a torch is no good. And it's not even good for, it's not good for all the people, and it's not even good for one person. The Mefarshim bring down that if the wicks are actually far apart, then it is kosher. But here we're talking about where the wicks are close together, so it is like a torch, and a torch isn't good. You have to have a wick, you have to have a single light. Amar Rava, Rava now continues and he says, pshitali, it's clear to me, it's 100% pashut, that ner beso, the ner Chanukah, ner beso is that candle that you light for your house. In other words, your Shabbos lachta, your Shabbos lights that are necessary for shalom bayis. So people, as we said the other day, shouldn't stumble and trip and enjoy the food, it shouldn't be in the dark, etc. So if a person only Nebuch has enough money to buy one of these two, Ner Beso, the Shabbos lights, or the Ner Chanukah, or the Chanukah lights, so which one should he do? So the halach is Ner Beso Odif. You buy the Shabbos lights rather than the Chanukah lights. Why? Mishum Shalom Beso. Because Shalom Bayis. You want to have the house in a way that you can get Hanor from the lights, and not like get Hanor from the Chanukah lights. And therefore, it's essential that you be able to get Hanor from the Shabbos lights, so you'll have Shalom Bayis in your house. Okay. Likewise, Ner Beso, V'Kiddush Hayom, Rava says, it's pshita to me, that if the choice is Shabbos Licht, the lighting the candles Friday night, Friday afternoon, going into Shabbos, or Kiddush Hayom, or to go and purchase wine, and you can only do one of the two, and you don't have any bread over here, because you can otherwise make Kiddush on bread, so the guy has only the money to buy either the candles or the wine. So which one should he do over here? Again, it's Parshat Rava says, Ner Beso Odif Mishum Shalom Beso. He goes and buys the Shabbos lights because Shalom Bayis takes precedence even over Kiddush. Now, you can be Mekadesh Mi Daraisa even without wine. So you're not giving up the Mitzvah Daraisa and doing the Mitzvah Darabanan of lighting Shabbos Licht, but you're really choosing over here between doing Kiddush Al HaYayin, which is a Darabanan, versus the Rabbanon of the Shabbos Licht. And therefore, the Shabbos Licht take precedence. So Rava's setting up his question, which he now asks. Boy, Rava, but the real question I really have, Rava says, is an Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayom. If your choice isn't with the Shabbos Licht, it's the Chanukah Licht versus Kiddush. So which one should he do in this situation? Mahu. Do we say Kiddush Hayom Adif Tadir? Do we say that Kiddush, which comes every week, is more Tadir than Chanukah, which comes once a year, and therefore Kiddush is Adif? You should make the money, take the money that you have and buy Kiddush, or Dilma Ner Chanukah Adif? Or do we say no? Better to take the money and buy the Chanukah lift. Why? Mishum Pirsume Nisa. is Persuma Nitsa, is it more important than Tadir Visheno Tadir, Tadir Kodim? So on the Tadir Visheno Tadir, which one should you do more frequently? Shabbos would take precedence, but Persuma Nitsa, does it trump that or not? That was the question that Rava asked. And he himself answered it. Basu Dibayi Hoda Pashta. He himself answered it after he asked it, and he said, Mistama near Chanukah Adif, it's more preferable to light, if you only have the choice to do one, you have enough money to only do one, near Chanukah Adif, better to do the lighting of the Chanukah lift. Again, Mishum Persumini. So this is such an important idea to publicize the wonderful miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us on Chanukah, that takes precedence. Now we continue on Rav Huna tells us, Haragil b'ner, if somebody is very careful about candles, in other words, he lights both Shabbos candles very carefully, and he lights Hanukkah candles very carefully, such a person who's Ragil b'ner, havi le'bonim tamidei chacham, he will be zocha to have sons who are big tamidei chachamim. Rashi explains the connection over here, and he says, because the pasuk says, ki ner mitzvah Torah ar, the famous pasuk from Mishlei, and he says, ayidei ner mitzvah, on the account that you light candles that are a mitzvah, Shabbos and Chanukah, bar or the Torah, you'll be zocha to have or the Torah, and anybody who does this will be zocha to have children, sons, who are b'nei Torah. The Mefarshim point out over here, it uses the Lashon Haragil. If you're careful to make sure that it's regularly done in your house, as opposed to the next item where it now says Hazahir Mimizuza, Zoch L'dirinah. If a person is careful, a different language than Ragil, with the mitzvahs of Mezuzah, then he'll be Zoch L'dirinah. He'll have a beautiful house. So, first of all, we'll explain, why does it say over here that you'll be zocha to have a beautiful house? So this is mida keneged mida. You're careful about mezuzah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a house that you can do mezuzah with. So therefore, it's a mida keneged mida. If you show that you want to build a house so you can put up a beautiful mezuzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow you to have a beautiful house that you can fulfill the mitzvah of mezuzah very nicely. But I pointed out already, notice the difference in the lashon. The first one was haragil, the second one is hazahir. So the Mefarshim point out that ragil is something that you don't control. You can just make sure that it happens, but your wife has to light the Shabbos candles. And Zahir is something that you can control, so you have to be careful with it. That's the difference between Haragil and Zahir. And it's proven by the next statement, which says, Hazar b'tzitzis, if somebody's careful with the mitzvah tzitzis, I control whether I wear tzitzis or not. So Zohar talas no. HaKadosh Baruch will say again, Mida k'neged Mida. You want nice garments? I see that you take care of them well by putting on tzitzis, so I'll give you nice garments. Mida k'neged Mida. And finally, Hazar b'kiddush hayom, if somebody's careful to buy wine to make kiddush on Friday night, not use bread, pas, or matzah, which is also acceptable. Zoch mamali gabi yain, Hashem will pay him back. You're careful to buy wine for me, I'll make sure that you have lots of wine. We had a story early in the Gemara where we said that there was one of the Amoraim who was so careful to always make kiddush on wine that his mother, his old elderly mother, sold her hat, her hair covering, for him to buy wine. So he was zoch to have a huge amount of wine. Again, if you're putting yourself out for mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go and help you out. In any event, we have over here the statement of Rav Huna. And Lamaisa, that's exactly what happened. Rav Huna havi ragil, Rav Huna would go and regularly walk by the havi cholif etonei apitzli. We pass by a certain house, the Rabbi Oven Nagra. He passed the house of Rabbi Oven, who was a carpenter. Nagra is a carpenter. And he saw chazo the havi ragil bishurage tuva. He saw that there were many lights over there. The Mefarshim explained that he saw both the Shabbos lights and he saw the Chanukah licht. So Omar, he said, Trei Gavri Ravrave Nafke Mihocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward them because they have both the Shabbos Licht and the Chanukah Licht. They're doing two mitzvahs over here, so therefore two great people are going to come out from this family, and that's exactly what happened. Nafke Minayi Rav Idi Baravin, Rav Chia Baravin. Rav Ovin, the carpenter, was zocha to have two great Talmidei Chachamim sons, Rav Idi and Rav Chia. The Gemara gives another story. Rav Chista Avi Rogil, the Avi Cholif Etonei Apischo. Regularly, Rav Chista would pass by the house of a certain person. Who was that? Devei Naasha, the Rav Shizvi. He passed by the house of Rav Shizvi's father or his father-in-law. Rashi gives two pshatim over here for Devei Naasha. Tosos and Devei Naasha, the Rav Shizvi, brings after the Rabbeinu Tam that we use the expression Devei Naasha, the Kfar Niftar Aviv, that his father or his father-in-law had already passed away, and that's why it's called with this language Devei Naasha. Because if it's from life, if he was alive still, Dimei Chayim, Havalei Lememar, Devei Avuha. And Rabbeinu Tam says this Aloch Lamaisa, he brings down Rabbeinu Shmuel, and he says in a Ksuba, if the father of the Kala is alive, then they write down Mibei Avuha, and he says if the father of the Kala, Nebuch, has passed away, they write down Mibei Naasha for the Ksuba. He brings down that not everybody agrees to that, and in any event, that's Tosos's diuk over here, that the Vei Naasha means for somebody that passed away. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. And anyway, when Rav Chista passed by the father or father-in-law of Rav Shizvi, And this house, he saw that there was one light lit. And he said, Hava chaza da hava rogil bishrogi tuva. Some have the gears over here that it was only one light. And that explains why only one great sun came out of this and not two, like in the previous case. Some say that there was only either the Shabbos licht or the Chanukah licht that he saw over here. And he said, Omar gavur rabba nofim yachad, there'll be a single great individual who come out from here. And that's what it was. Nofik minai Rav Shizvi. From that house came Rav Shizvi. Now, if you say that it was his father's house, then it makes good sense. If you say it's his father-in-law's house, so we learn that a very interesting idea over here. He says that even though it's his son-in-law, that's also considered a great thing for him that came out from him because he lit this over here. A son-in-law can be considered to like a son, and therefore that was the schus that he got for being so medaktik in this mitzvah. The wife of Rav Yosef, she would go and bedavka light the candles towards the end of Friday, right before Shabbos. She lit it in what we would say is the proper time. She lit a little bit before Shabbos, but she waited to not light earlier in the day. She lit towards the end of Friday afternoon, right before it got dark. And Rav Yosef told her, Omalei Rav Yosef, he said, maybe you're not aware of this, Tanya, it says in the Braisa, when the Klai Yisrael traveled in the desert, so they had the Anane Hakovo that were leading them during the day, and they had the Eish that would lead them at night. Now, we already knew that beforehand, so the Rashi brings down over here, there are extra words in this Pasuk, Kroyesebra, Rashi says in the Dibra Masul Lo Yomish, there's an extra word over here because we already learned previously of Hashem Olech Lepneim Yomam. So why is it telling us this? To come and teach us, the Gemara says, V'amur ho'esh over here melamech amur onon mashlim liyamur ho'esh. V'yamur ho'esh mashlim liyamur onon. That each of them overlapped a little bit with the other one. And therefore, you should also have the esh, the lights, overlap with the daytime. And therefore, you should light it earlier than you do. So she said, good, I listened to my dear husband. So she went and lit them much, much earlier. But Amalu Saba, Amalu Hau Saba. So an older man came to her. Again, Tosos elsewhere says that often, not always, Hau Saba means Eliyahu Navi. She was obviously a great tzaddikas, the wife of Rav Yosef. And he told her, Tonina, he said, we learned in another braisa, you have to go light the Chanukah, the Shabbos licht in the right time. Don't light them too early. You're not allowed to light them before the plag hamincha, and you're also not allowed to light them after it's already Shabbos, after it's the Shkia. So you should light them like we do, 18, 20 minutes, or even earlier, before in Eretz Yisrael, and you should light it 40 minutes before the Shkia. You should light it some period of time before the Shkia, but don't light it before plag hamincha. You can't light the Shabbos candles on Wednesday afternoon and say, I'll really accept Shabbos early. No, you have to light them after plag hamincha, 1 hour and 15 minutes, halachic hour, 1 hour and 15 minutes, before the sun sets. That's the din. Therefore, that's what Eliyahu told, you should do it that way. Now, we spoke a little bit about Midah Keneged Midah, so the Gemara continues with that. Omar Rava, Rava says, D'rochem Rabbanon, if somebody is a person who loves Tamidei Chachamim, so Midah Keneged Midah, Havalei Binin Rabbanon. He'll be zochah to have children who are Tamidei Chachamim. If you show tremendous love for Tamidei Chachamim, Hashem will reward you by having children who are Tamidei Chachamim. Now, the next words that we have is Demokir Rabbanon, if a person gives honor to the Tamidei Chachamim, but the Vilna Gaon in Os Aleph over here says, Tzarech Lomar, the Dochil Mi Rabbanon, if he shows fear of the Tamidei Chachamim, in this situation, Havalei Chasnavasa Rabbanon, he'll have sons-in-laws that are great Tamidei Chachamim. This is a slightly lower level than having your sons as Tamidei Chachamim, because loving Hashem, that's when you're rochem the Rabbanon, you love the Torah, Ava is a higher level than Yira. That's what the Vilna Gaon says over here, this should be Dachil and not Mokir. The next level, which we have, is the Dachil Rabbanon, so the Vilna Gaon in Oz Beis over here says it should be the Mokir Rabbanon. If you show over here honor to the Tamidei Chachamim, who goofy have it served me Rabbanon? So then you yourself become a Talmud Chacham. You're showing that you're honoring Tamidei Chachamim, so Hashem will reward you, that you'll get honored as well by being a Talmud Chacham. No, if you're just not a Bar Hochi, Vila Bar Hochi, you really can't be a Talmud Chacham. You don't spend enough time learning. But yet, you show tremendous honor to Tamid Chachamim, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it that you get like the benefits of being a Talmud Chacham. Rosh Yeshiva, a great Talmud Chacham, walks it through, everyone wants to hear what he has to say. So too, even though you're not a great Talmud Chacham, but since you showed tremendous honor to Tamid Chachamim, Mishtamon Milei Ketzur Bin Rabbanim, people will listen to you as if you were a great Talmud Chacham. They'll be interested in your opinion. Now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mefarshim explain why we go back to Mishnah, because we haven't finished talking all about Chanukah, so they say this is related to a Chanukah din as well. In any event, Tosfos on Daf Chavdal Ramadalev asks in the Dibra Masli Barlu, he says, Temo, da'ach milz havelei lasuki la'el gabi milu d'chanukah. Why did we interrupt with this over here everything that we're going to have still on Chav Dalet should be brought over here. In any event, the Gemara continues and says, quoting the Mishnah, "V'lo b'shem esfeifa," you're not allowed to go and use oil in your Shabbos lights that you're lighting Friday afternoon before Shabbos with shemen sreifa. Or it says, "My shemen sreifa." What exactly is shemen sreifa? Oil that's going to be burnt. So I'm a rabba, like I explained in the Mishnah. Rabba says, "Shemen shel truma tameya." You know what we're talking about? We're talking about shemen shel truma shenitma. We're talking about oil that was truma and it became tamei. So you're not allowed to eat it. You can't eat it, but you're allowed to get hanah from it. The kohen's allowed to go burn it and get hanah from it. So, Babai korele shemen sreifa. So, why is it called shemen sreifa? Hoel v'lis sreifa omen. It's waiting to be burned because you're not allowed to keep it around. You have to get rid of it. You get rid of it in a way that you get hanah from it, but you're not allowed to keep it around because you may come to use it on your salad. You may come to eat it, and that's not allowed. So, therefore, you have to burn it. Ube Shabbos my time alone. So then, why not burn it for Shabbos oil? Perfectly good. I'll put it in my Shabbos licht, and I'll use that oil. Gemara says, no, mitoch shemitzvah lo lavaru, since there is this mitzvah to go and burn it, so you don't leave it around your house, so we're concerned, gzeir shema yata, since you want it to burn, and if it goes out, or it starts to not really burn well, you're going to be so excited in doing the mitzvah, you want to do the mitzvah so badly, you may come to be yata, you may come to adjust it, and do the isser of havara on Shabbos, therefore the rabbi said, don't go and use shemen sreifa. Very good. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, El miyato b'yom tov lishtere. So then it should be perfectly good to use it on Yontif. Aye, and you'll tell me that, okay, so you can't use it on Yontif because on Yontif you're allowed to burn. Gemara says, no. Look in the next Mishnah. We'll have this on Chav Dalet. Alo motnan. Why does it say over there? This is continuation of the Mishnah Yisabah Me Madlikin. Alo motnan e Madlikin m'shem and sreifa b'yontif. You specifically not allowed to use shem and sreifa even on Yontif when there is no concern of shemayata. Gemara says, no, gzeira yom tov to Shabbos. If we let you use it on Yontif, so you're going to come to use it on Shabbos. The person puts out his oil, he's going to use it on Yontif, all the days of Pesach, and then it's going to come Friday night. He's going to light it also. But that you're not allowed to do. So gzeira yom tov to Shabbos. Rav Chisda gives a different answer. Rav Chisda amar, l'shemen yatelo chayshino. We're not concerned that you may come to go and adjust the candle if you go and light it with the shemen sreifa. Come on, give me a break. The guy's interested in burning it, but he's not going to go and stand there. Oh, it's not burning well, it's not burning well. I'm going to forget it's Shabbos and go and adjust it. That we're not concerned about. So then why can't you? You know what we're talking about? Friday is Yontif. So now you have to light the Shabbos licht Friday afternoon, but it's Yontif. And you're not allowed to go and light truma that is supposed to be burnt on Yontif. The halacha is you're not allowed to go and light anything that's kachim or truma that needs to be burnt on yontif. Why is that? So we'll bring down psukim for that in a moment. But first the Gemara asks, but we're going to learn in the next Mishnah, it says that you're not allowed to light shem and sreifa on yontif. In the next Mishnah, that implies Mechal Dereisha, our Mishnah, la b'yontif askinan, is not talking about Friday that's yontif. Shmuel says, no, you're misunderstanding it. The next Mishnah is really the explanation of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, and that's what Amar Chanina Misura explains, Ma Tam Kamar, that Mishnah on Chav Dalet Amud Beis is explaining what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to go light Shem and Sreif on Yontif. And there it says, Ma Tam Ein Madlikin B'Shem and Sreif on Yontif. Why can't you light Shem and Sreif on Yontif? And the reason is, L'fish Ein Sarfim Kachim Yontif, because you're not allowed to go and burn Kachim on Yontif. And where is that from? We have a braisa that supports this. Tanya Kavosi the Rav Chisda. There's a braisa that says exactly like the Amor Rav Chisda. That in our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to go and light these oils on Shabbos for the Friday afternoon candles. So Madlikim Ben Yontif. In general, you can light on Yontif with those oils because there's no concern of Shemayata on Yontif, with the one exception, Chutz Mishem and Sreifa, except for the Shem and Sreifa, Lepisha Ein Sarfim Kachim Yontif, because you're not allowed to go and light Kachim or Truma that is Tameh on Yontif. Why not? So the Gemara doesn't answer it right now. But when we have the Mishnah that discusses the Chav Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara will there discuss why not. So we'll have to wait till we get there, maybe in the end of today's shiur or tomorrow's shiur for sure. The Gemara continues and says, Iboy Luhu, they go back to learning more laws of Hanukkah. This is the Tosos Iboy Luhu, asked why do we have this little interruption over here. This is a continuation of Hanukkah. This should have gone earlier. In any event, Ma'ula Askir, Shal Hanukkah Bevirchas HaMozim. What about saying Al HaNisim? That's the mention of the Ma'orah of the day of Hanukkah. That's the mentioning of about Hanukkah in benching. Where? Ma'u l'haskir shul Hanukkah v'virchas mazel. What? And do you? And where do you do a remembrance of Hanukkah in the benching? Do we say that you don't have to? Kiva the midrabanon hu lo midkarinon. Since it's only a din derabanan, therefore there's no obligation to go mention Hanukkah in the benching. Or do we say no? Because of the importance of publicizing the great miracle of Hanukkah, so we even mention it in the benching. So what's the answer? Amar Rav, Amar Rav Schar, Amar Rav Huna, Eino Maskir. This first opinion is that you don't say Al Anisim in the benching. Of course, this is not the way we paskin. We will say all of these first opinions that we have is not the way that we paskin. However, it points out, if you were to go and say it, Maskir Bodoy, you would say it in the second bracha of benching, no delucha, and not in the third bracha of benching, Boni Yushalayim, where we put in Yala V'Yavo. Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla v'Rava. One time Rav Huna bar Yehuda came to the house of Rava, to the base medrash of Rava, saw Eliat Kure b'Boni Yushalayim. He was going to insert Al Anisim over there in the normal place where you put in Yala V'Yavo, in the bracha of Boni Yushalayim. Amalu Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes told him, no, that's not right. Kisvila, it's just like in the Shemoneh Esrei. In the Shemoneh Esrei, Matvila Bodo, in the Shemoneh Esrei, where do you go and say Al Anisim in the Shemoneh Esrei? You say it in the Brach of Atoshu Chol Chon El Yodos, the Brach of Hodo, the Brach of Modim, so too. Apichas Amazon, you say it in the Brach of Hodo, which is No Delecha, the second Brach of the benching. Ibarlu, they asked another question, the base Medrash, Ma'ol Askir Rosh Chodesh, Bichas Amazon, we just mentioned Al Anisim in the benching. So the question is, what about Yalav Yavo in the benching? What is the din? Im Timsi Lomar, if you tell me, the Chanukah, the Rabbanon Lo Tzarich, okay, you just told me that you don't say Al Anisim. You're not mechuyev to say Al Anisim in benching because it's a din the Rabbanon. Chanukah is a din the Rabbanon. A great din the Rabbanon, but it's a din the Rabbanon. But Rosh Chodesh Daraisa Tzarich, Rosh Chodesh is a din Daraisa. So you have to go and say Yalav Yavo. Not like Al Anisim, which you don't have to, but Yalav you do. Or do we say no? Or we say no. Any day that's not forbidden to do malacha, and as great as Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh are, there is no absolute prohibition against doing malacha. So then, lo maskirinan, only on days where we have time, so to say, you're not working, do you go and say an insert into the benching, but both for Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to. Tosus points out that we do mention that you're not allowed to do work on the day of Rosh Chodesh because we have four aliyos. And we say you have three aliyos, that's because people are in a rush to get to work. But on a day that you can't work fully, you can have four aliyos, which is what we do on Rosh Chodesh. So the answer is, it's not a day that you can't work at all. So minog not to work, so they had a little bit more time. But the bottom line is, our Gemara is correct that maybe, according to this side of the equation, that both Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, you don't add an insert. Or no, maybe Rosh Chodesh you do, because it's Daraisa, the Chanukah you don't. So Mar says a machlokis. Rav Amar Maskir. Rav says you do say Yalav Yavo in the benching, in the brach of Bnei Yerushalayim. And Rav Chinin Amar Eino Maskir. Rav Chinin says no, you don't have to. It's just like Chanukah that you don't have to. Amar Zrika. Rav Zrika said Nikot the Rav Biyodra the Koy Rebbe Yoshaya Kavasei. Take on, grab on to Rav's shot over here that you do in fact mention Yalav Yavo in the benching because he has a brisa from Rav Yoshaya that holds like him. What is that? Tani Rav Hoshaya, Rav Hoshaya learned in the Braisos, Yomim Sheyesh Bem Karbi Musaf, on days that we have a Karbi Musaf, any time, any day that you bring a Karbi Musaf, for example, could go on Rosh Chodesh V'Chol Shemoyed, on Rosh Chodesh V'Chol Shemoyed, in the davening of those days, Rosh Chodesh V'Chol Shemoyed, Arvis, Mariv, Shachris, and Mincha, Nispal Shemoneh Esrei, you have to daven your Shemoneh Esrei, the Omer, and in your Shemoneh Esrei, Me'ein HaMa'ori, you have to mention something about the day, in Avoda, in the Brach of Ritzei. So you add either Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh or Yalav Yavo for Chol HaMoed in the normal place where we had Yalav Yavo in the Brach of Ritzei, right before Modim. V'im lo amar machzirin so. And in fact, by Shachris and by Mincha for Rosh Chodesh and for Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv by Chol HaMoed, if you forgot, you have to re-read the Shemoneh Esrei. V'im lo amar machzirin so. Also, V'ein b'em kiddush alakos on Rosh Chodesh and on Chol HaMoed, we don't make Kiddush. And you have to go and mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, in other words, Yalav Yavo, in the benching as well. This Braisa exactly supports what Rav said. The Braisa continues and says, Yom Shein Bem Karbon Musaf, on days that we don't say Karbon Musaf, for example, could go on Sheini V'Chamishi, we have the word V'Sheini in parentheses, we'll see in a moment why, V'Taniyos U'Mamodos, on Mondays and Thursdays, and on Atainis, and on the Mamodos. The Mamodos when they were going to have each mishmor of the 24 mishmors, they would go up to work that week in the Beis Hamikdash for the Kohanim. There were also mishmors for the Levim, and there were also mishmors for Klai Yisrael. So on the day when the Mamodos were for your group, So they would have special tefillos, and this would call them amados. In any event, on all of these days, when you don't bring a carbon musaf, where it says, Sheni v'chamishi, why are you mentioning Monday and Thursday? On Sunday and Tuesday and Friday, we also don't say carbon musaf. Why are you mentioning anything special about Monday and Thursday? Sheni v'chamishi, may I have it tell you? Why are you mentioning them? So Gemara says, yeah, that's not what we meant. Ella, Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. That's why we have the word v'sheni again, because those were shaltanios, when the rabbi set up when it wasn't raining. So they set up certain fast days, so they would set them up as bays. Hey, Beis, after Pesach and after Sukkot, in the month after that, they would set up the Tanesim of Beis, Hey, Beis. So that's a pattern. That's what it says on Sheni, Chamishi, Visheni of the Tanios, as well as the Mamados, where they didn't say Karban Musaf, they didn't have a Musaf. So by those davenings, the Shmon Esrei of Arvish, Shachar, Sumincha, Mispal Shmon Esrei, say regular Shmon Esrei. You did have to mention something about the Tainis in Shomea Tvila. They would say Anenu in Shomea Tvila. But if you forget Anenu, and that's the Halacha L'maisa, then you don't go and repeat it. The Eimbehem Kedush Alakos, and likewise there's no Kiddush, so the Mesoros HaShas says you delete this over here because you're fasting, so of course there's no Kiddush. Others explain, no, it means on Marib, the night before, when you're still allowed to eat, so they didn't make Kiddush then. In any event, whether you agorist this or not, the ain bahem haskara birchas hamazon. There is no mention of them in the birchas hamazon when you're eating on Mariv, so because the other times it's a tainis, so the ain bahem haskara birchas hamazon. You don't have to mention anything about the taneos or the mamados in that benching of the night before the tainis. Gemara continues and says, Ibar Lu, they ask the following question in the base medrash. Malas gir shel Chanukah b'musafin. Do you not mention anything about Chanukah in Musaf? Do you say Alanisim in Musaf? Do we say Kivin the Les Bay Musaf b'diday Lomad Karina? And since there is no Musaf on Chanukah, so the fact that you happen to be davening Musaf, why would you daven Musaf on Chanukah? Because it's Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos. So you're davening Musaf for either Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, so that has nothing to do with Chanukah. So you don't mention Alanisim in that Tvila. What do we say? I don't know. Dilma, Yomu, Shechai, Biabra Tvilos. The rest of the day, you're saying it, so you say it in the Musaf also. And you do say Alanisim. That's the question. So we have a machlokas amongst the Amoraim, two against two. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Amri Tabayu. Both Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say, in a maske, you don't say Alan Nisim in Musaf on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah or Shabbos Chanukah. And Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, the Amri Tabayu, they both said, maske, you do in fact say it. We have these two opinions. Gemara says, Amar Baile Rav Yosef, Abai says to Rav Yosef, Hod Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Rav Hu. The first opinion that says you don't mention Alan Nisim in Musaf goes according to Rav, because Rav said, Yomar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav, Rosh Chodesh Cholios b'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos. So, on Shabbos, we always have Haftorah, but Rosh Chodesh doesn't have a Haftorah. So, Hamafti B'Davi B'Shabbos. On Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, when you're doing the Haftorah and you conclude the Bracha, you say Mekadesh HaShabbos, you don't say Mekadesh Rosh Chodoshim and Shabbos. Ain't no tzarech lahaskir Rosh Chodesh. Why? Shel Moli Shabbos, because it wasn't for Shabbos. Ain't Navi B'Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh doesn't have Haftorah. So, the Haftorah is only because of Shabbos. So, you only mention Shabbos in the Brachas of the Haftorah and not mention Rosh Chodesh. Ah, same thing over here. When you have Musaf Rosh Chodesh on Chanukah, so the Musaf has nothing to do with Chanukah. So you only mention Yalav Yavo, but you don't mention Chanukah. Ah, that's a raya from Rav, the Rav Huna and Rav Yud are right. Where it says, Midami, that's not a good raya. Hosom, Navi bin the Rosh Chodesh, Lekokla. Because on Rosh Chodesh, you never read from a Navi. But by Al Anisim, Hocha Isib, Arvis, Shachos, Mincha, you do say Al Anisim, but the other Shmon Esrei's, so maybe you say it as well by that. So that's not a good raya. Where it says, you're right. So if we want to have a raya to Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, it's from the following statement of Rav. It's this statement of Rav that goes to prove Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, because Rav said, Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, when Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, Hamatir B'Novi B'Mincha B'Shabbos, when you read the Haftorah by Mincha on Shabbos, and all of you should be puzzled at this point, because we haven't been in Shul Nebuch in a little bit of a while, but hopefully we all remember that we don't normally have a Maftir and Shabbos by Mincha Tom. We lay in by Mincha, we don't have a Maftir. But in those days, Rashi points out, the Gaonim said they would have a Haftorah by Mincha time, and when the Persians forced us to stop it, so we stopped it, and it never was reenacted. Tosa says they didn't read from a Navi, they actually read from Ksuvim. In any event, in those days, when Yontif Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, and they would lay at Shabbos Yontif by Mincha, so Hamafti B'Navi B'Mincha B'Shabbos, and they would say the Navi, then we'd conclude with the Bracha, and Otzarech Laskush Yontif. They would just say Shabbos, we wouldn't mention Yontif. Why? Shomali Shabbos, because it wasn't for Shabbos, they didn't normally have a Haftorah by Mincha by Yontif. Ein Navi B'Mincha by Yontif. So therefore, that's the Raya that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda are looking for, that you don't say Al Anisim on Musaf, Shab, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh. Mara says, we turn to Amud Beis. However, the last Hilchos of Kol Ein Shmaisa. So we don't pass like any of these dinim that we just brought down. Ella, Kihod Amar Yerub Yerushum and Levi. We pass like the following. Yom HaKippur in Shcholios B'Shabbos. When you have Yom Kippur coming out on Shabbos. Amispalo Ni'ila Tzorech Laskish HaShabbos. By Ni'ila, you have to mention that it's also Shabbos. Yom Hushin Ischayev B'Arba Tfilos. Because, in fact, all the other Tfilos have to mention Shabbos, so too Ni'ila. Even though Ni'ila is not because of Shabbos, but you have to mention it. Where it says, wait a second, Kasha, Hilchasa, Hilchasa. But then we have a problem over here, because here we're saying the halacha is like this, but elsewhere we'd say the halacha is different. I'm a Hilchasa for Rabbi Shimon Levi. Here you're saying the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Levi, but Kaim Law and the Hilchasa Karabba. But we also have an accepted din that the halacha is like Rabba in the following case. The Amar Rabba, Yom Tov Shcholios B'Shabbos. Rabba said, when Yontiv comes out on Shabbos, Shaliyat Tziba Yor Lufniat Heva Arbis, at Friday night, when you're going up the Shliach Tzibur, so he says the Bracha Achas Mayin Sheva. He says Magin Avos after the Shmona Esrei. He says like a mini Chazar Sashatz. But you only say that on Shabbos. You don't say that on Yontif. So when Shabbos and Yontif come out together, so then Ein Otzorach Laskish Yontif. When you're saying Friday night, it's Shabbos is also Yontif. So you don't mention in the Magin Avos anything over there regarding Mekadesh HaShabbos. You say, but not Mekadesh Yisrael via Zman and via Shabbos. Shomoli Shabbos, because it wasn't for Shabbos. Ein Shlich Tzibur, Yorid Arvitz B'Yontif. There is no Mariv Chazoras HaShatz on Yontif. So therefore, we have two seemingly conflicting statements over here from Rava and Rishu and Levi, which say we pass like both of them. Someone says, no, that's not a kasha. Hachi hashta, are they the same? Hasa medinu dafilu b'shabbos nami lo tzarech. There never should be a chazar sashatz, even on Friday nights. The rabbis only set it up, rabbanu de tikune mishum sakana, because people would stay late in the field, they would be nervous to stay there by themselves, and they wouldn't dive in well. So the rabbi said, so since people come late, that's a Jewish custom, so therefore, say this shtickle, this little bit of a chazara sashatz, so that latecomers will be able to come and leave with everybody else. They won't be left out in the field by themselves. Aval hacha, yom shu nischayev b'arba tefilos. But over here, in the Shabbos Shmona Esrei of Yom Kippur, you have to daven on Shabbos all the other tefilos, so even though Ni'ila is separate from Shabbos, you can still say in the Ni'ila, the Haskara for Shabbos. So the two statements of Rishu ben Levi and Rava aren't in opposition to each other, and we can paskin like both of them. Now we quote the Mishnah again. We say, V'lo ba'alya, we said that there are certain things that you're not allowed to go and use for the fuel for the candles for Shabbos. And this included the alya, which was the sheep's tail. We said, not b'chelev, that was with various types of fats in the animal. And Nocham Amadi disagreed. Nocham Amadi said, Malikim b'chelev avusha, you're allowed to use the liquid forms of these. And the Chachamim said again, Echa mevushal v'echa she'enu mevushal ein madlikim bo. Now, that sounded a lot like the Tanakama. What's the difference between the Tanakama and the Chacham? That's what the Gemara now says. Chachamim, Hainu, Tanakama, they both say the same thing. Nochem Amadi let you use the liquid form, and neither the Tanakama nor the opinion of the Chachamim say you can. So aren't they saying the same thing? What's the machlokas? The Gemara says, Ika b'nayi d'ra bruna marav. The other day we had whether you can mix it with oil. Whether you can take the liquid fat and mix it with oil, is that kosher or not? And one of these two opinions, either the Tanakama or the Chachamim, say yes, and the other one says no. That's what they're arguing about. Tosa says, we normally have a rule, and you can see this in Tosa's Dira Masel Ika Beinayu, where the Rivah says, Amai lo misaymi, why don't we say over here that the last one comes to be more machmir. And therefore we say the opinion of the Chachamim in the Mishnah is the one that says that you can't mix the liquid fat with the oil, and the Tanakama would say that you can. So why don't we say that over here? And Tosus says that really only applies when you have two, and here you really have three, so that din of the third one being the most machmir may not apply. In any event, now we begin the next Mishnah. Ein madlikim b'shem esreifa b'yontif. Now, we had already alluded to this earlier in today's shir, and we said that you're not allowed to light the shemen that is supposed to be burnt because it's truma that was tmeya. And you're not allowed to use that, we said, on Shabbos. And here we're saying you're also not allowed to light it on Yontif. And previously we said it was a gzera from Yontif to Shabbos Shema Yate. We didn't explain why, and the Gemara will explain why. That's the opinion of the Tanakama. You're not allowed to do this. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Eimadlikim be'itrim nekvar Shabbos. He says you're not allowed to use something called itrim, which we had previously described as being the clear liquid that comes off from the pitch. As Rashi says over here, psolto de zifta. So Rabbi Shmuel says that you're not allowed to light with that. We'll see, it's very foul smelling. Mikvei Kvod Shabbos, it's not a proper cover for the Shabbos. Rashi says, when you burn it, Rechol Ra, it's very malodorous. Then we bring down the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, the Chachamim Matir Mecholosh Bonim, the following oils the Chachamim allow you to go and light with. B'shemen shum shemen, which is sesame seed. Shum shemen is sesame. Sesame seed oil. B'shemen agozim, some type of oil that comes out of the walnuts, some sort of a nut oil. And b'shemen tznonos, and likewise with a tznon is a radish, so the oil that comes out from a radish. Likewise, b'shemen dogim, the fish oil. B'shemen pakuos. Pakuos is a certain type of a plant. It's a gourd that is similar to dilas midbori, a certain type of a wild gourd, as well as itron, which we already brought down, and naft. Naft is also a foul-smelling type of an oil. Rashi says, min shemen shirecho ra, very malodorous type of an oil. Brings that from the Gemara in Yuma, where it says, if somebody goes and wants to measure out naft, people tell them, no, you do it yourself, because nobody else wants to be near you, because it's such a bad smell. In any event, we conclude the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, ein madlikin al b'shemen zvayis bavod. Rabbi Tarfon says, the best and only way that you can light the Friday night candles is with olive oil. When you're lighting Shabbos licht, you should use olive oil. Gemara often says, my timer, how come you're not allowed to use shemen sreifa? We started off the Mishnah. Gemara says, lefisha ein sarfim kachim yantiv, the rule that we had previously, that you're not allowed to burn kachim on yantiv, so therefore you're not allowed to burn the truma tmei as well. So where do we get this from? This is the question we asked early in the shiur today. Why not? How do you know you're not allowed to do this? So bring down several psukim and sources of this. The first one is Amar Chizkiya v'chein tana de Chizkiya. Chizkiya said it. They also learned the base magic of Chizkiya. Amar Kra, based upon the pasuk with the Karban Pesach. Lo sasri menu ad boker. You're not allowed to leave over any of the Karban Pesach until the morning. And what happens if you do? If you leave already, so then what do you have to do? You have to burn it ba boker. You go and burn it. You saw rafe. So now, it says, it doesn't have to tell me baboker the second time. It says, why does it say, so my time with boker, why do you have to tell me the second time? So boker so it's to come to tell me that if you left over any of the carbon, that you don't burn it on the day of Yontif, you burn it the first day of Chol HaMoed. So you wait a second boker. That's what it's for. So therefore, we learn you're not allowed to go burn kachim on Yontif. That's Teretz number one. Abaya Amar, a different pasuk. Amar Kroy says, the pasuk says, Olas Shabbas b'Shabbato. The Ol of Shabbos you're allowed to burn on Shabbos. So only that, below Olas Chol b'Shabbos, but not something else that doesn't require burning on Shabbos, below Olas Chol b'Yontif. And likewise, you can't burn a carbon that's not mechuyev to be burned that day on Yontif. So for example, if you have Erev Yontif, a carbon that was supposed to be burned that day, you're not allowed to burn it that night, even though normally you're allowed to burn the Karbanos at night. We have one more verse, one more pasuk to tell us. We have over here, Rava Amar Makrav. Rava says, this is the pasuk. It says, Hu levado yaseh lechem. Rashi points out this is a totally unnecessary pasuk. Kroa yaseri ninu. The Masil Mikhtav, afa sheyochal lecho nefesh yaseh lechem. So it didn't have to say, Hu levado yaseh lechem. It could have just said, you're not allowed to do any work, except what needs to be done. So that comes to tell us that when you're allowed to cook on Yontif, hu v'lo machshirin, it means that you're allowed to do malacha to prepare the food, but you're not allowed to do anything over here that is not totally necessary for the food. In other words, you can't go, let's say, and make a pot to cook. If you have a pot, you can cook, but you can't go make a pot. Levado, and what does it mean over here? That's hu, that comes to tell me only the food and not the machshirin. And levado, v'lo milo shelo bismana, that tells me a bris mila you can do on the eighth day, even Shabbos Yontif, but you're not allowed to do a milo shelo bismana. Which, if we didn't have this pasuk, levado, I would have had a kavul chomer to tell me that I can. What's the kavul chomer? It's later in the Gemara, and you can see this in Rashi, dira masa levado, on daf kuflamid beis amid beis. So Rashi says, this would be that we would think that you'd have to do a milah shelo bezmana that would be docha Shabbos if it wasn't for the word levado. Because idolome atikro, if you didn't have this pasuk, asib akavu chomer, the tigdoche, the pekri b'liezer, with the famous relez of the milah perek, where it tells us there about dinam of tzaras and korbanos and Shabbos, what's docha what, and a very complicated series of if this is docha that, and this is docha that, and this certainly should be docha that, which we won't get into right now. It's a complicated Rashi. We'll wait till we get to that sugya in Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, where this will conclude today's shiur.